Psalm 44, Part 2, Preface. In His Word of Truth, God has promised grace and every blessing to all who trust in Him, and who, under the cross and in the very midst of death, persevere in faith. And this, His promise, God has always kept towards all His children. But flesh and blood is quickly discouraged in the day of affliction. It is ready to murmur, and, notwithstanding all God's promises, the flesh soon argues, God tarried too long, or did not want to help. Seeing the prosperity of the wicked, and the wrongs which they inflict on others, the old Adam is prone to say, shall the ungodly enjoy blessing? Where is the righteousness of God, who has said that the wickedness of the wicked shall not remain unpunished? Why does God forget those who call on His name, honor and praise Him, and walk in His ways? This perverse inclination of our nature, we should learn to know and should resist it, accustoming ourselves patiently to wait for God's appointed time to help, knowing this, that His tarrying is but for a little while. It is well to remember the saying of Augustine, earthly prosperity is an indication of eternal damnation. If in this world thou wilt be without strife, thou shalt not rule with Christ in eternal life. Rightly does the poet sing, the greater cross the nearer heaven, who without cross is without God. Of this we are reminded in the latter part of the 44th Psalm. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me. For the voice of him that reproaches and blasphemes, by reason of the enemy and avenger, all this is come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgets our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaves unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Summary. This psalm is a common prayer of all the saints, especially those of the New Testament, in which they complain that God has resigned them to be trodden down and persecuted by pagans and tyrants. In the days when we must experience the hatred of men against Christ and His church, the very deeds of God are apt to become a source of perplexity to us. Because of old, God often delivered His people by mighty works, and we must be as forsaken of God and rejected. When we have walked right and have not departed from the way of the Lord, why are we hated of men and treated like as evildoers? So this psalm expresses the sighings and strugglings of the spirit against the flesh. For the flesh will always dispute against God, because, according to the judgment of carnal reason, He deals so unjustly and rules so badly that the pious who ought to be exalted are trodden down, and the wicked who ought to be punished are exalted. Remember to abide in the word of the Lord and judge not by reason. Prayer. Lord, our gracious Father, Grant us at all times Christian resignation to the dispensations and guidances of thy providence. Preserve us from discontent under the cross and from envy against those who enjoy prosperity. Lead us as thou wilt, but at our latter end, take us home unto thyself. Amen.